Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
Oldies, we all love song.
Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning. One of these days.
Welcome once again to the Vinyl Village here on KPTZ, and I am Jerry Osborne, and you are you, and he was Buddy Holly, and he opened our show with a great tune from 1958 titled Early in the Morning, and that was one of two hit versions, the other one being by Bobby Darin, also a hit in 1958. But the reason I played Buddy Holly's version is I have never played that before on KPTZ. In fact, that's the theme of this entire show, and next in that category from 1972 is Lakeshore Drive by Alioto, Haynes, and Jeremiah. And all of our listeners in Chicagoland will know this song very well.
There's a road I'd like to tell you about, lives in my hometown. Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way, help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace, help you ride on by. Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just slipping on by on LSD, Friday night trouble bound. Then it starts up north in Hollywood, water on the driving side. Concrete mountains wearing up, throwing shadows just about five. Sometimes you can smell the green if your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive. There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town. Just slipping on my own LSD, Friday night trouble bound. This Friday night and you're looking clean. The world
start the rounds. A 10-minute ride from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. And it's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind at Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. There ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, heading into town. Just sneaking on my own LSD, fighting that trouble bound.
The artist credit on the record label simply says Alyota, Haynes, and Jeremiah. But just to spread the credit around, they are Mitch Alyota, Skip Haynes, and John Jeremiah. And speaking of names, here's an unusual one for a guy who had a couple of hits in the mid-60s. He is Quantrell Rader. And in 1963, he had a very cool tune titled Early to Bed and Early to Rise. And from there, he'll explain the rest.
My chin, teardrops flowing down my face, a night slips by again, and they say early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise, but who knows better than I, no man sleeps with tears in his eyes, darkness with him. Instead of looking brighter, my future's looking dim. And they say early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise, but who knows better than I, no man sleeps with tears in his eyes. My chin, teardrops flowing down my face, a night slips by again, and they say early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise, but who knows better than I, no man sleeps with tears in his eyes. Yes, they say early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise, but who knows better than I, no man sleeps with tears in his eyes.
Next, right here on the Vinyl Village, we take you to 1958 for the Applejacks and the Mexican Hat Rock. top 20 hit for the Applejacks. It's the Mexican Hat Rock. And then in 1961, when the twist was all the rage, the Applejacks released Mexican Hat Twist. And as I mentioned earlier, all of the songs on today's show are ones that I have never played in my 5 years plus on KPTZ. And same goes for the Bell Notes in 1959 with their one big hit titled I've Had It. Indeed, that is one of our prime directives. And now from 1965, we have the good fortune to hear the Fortunes. And here it comes again.
Here it comes again.
The Fortunes on KPTZ, and this is Jerry Osborne in the Vinyl Village, yanking you back to 1959 now with a top 40 hit by a one-hit wonder group from Philadelphia, the Quaker City Boys, and another gem that I'm playing for the first time, and this is titled Teasin'. Along the lines of someone teasing, here's a gal from 1962 named Carolyn Day, and she's concerned because to break her heart would be unfair. And just like shipping a breakable item in a package, she comes right to the point and says, "It's fragile. Please handle with care."
Before I give my heart to you,
it's yours to keep on.
Moments ago, I was thinking about the next record I was going to play and how it starts out with a 1, 2, 3, go! Made me start to thinking about some of the other great music of our time that starts out with a very similar countdown introduction. Ones that are by people that you are familiar with, such as Paul McCartney.
1, 2, 3.
Or Wilson Pickett.
1, 2, 3.
And there's Jerry Lee Lewis.
A 1, 2, 3.
And there's even one by Sam the Sham.
1, 2, 3.
But here's the one from 1964 that brought all of this on. It's by the Chartbusters, and She's the One.
1, 2, 3, go!
Yes, indeed, she is the one, and those are the Chartbusters from 1964. And now, as we bounce around all over the 20th century, we make a 31-year jump to 1995. And here's that great song, Walkin' in Memphis, by Cher. And you know that she knows where she is because she's wearing those blue suede boots.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a girl can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beat. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue, followed him up to the gates of Graceland, watched him walk right through. Now security that did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. There's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. When I was walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my I really feel the way I feel.
catfish on the table. They got gospel in the air. Reverend Green, be glad to see you when you haven't got a prayer. Got a prayer in Memphis. Now Gabriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see him, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang. Christian child, and I said, man, I am tonight walking in Memphis. I was walking with my feet 10 feet on the beat.
I really can picture Cher in Memphis walking up and down Beale Street. And we will continue the Memphis connection right after we think about those old records that are so important to us.
Old records bring back memories.
And we're the ones who bring back the old records.
KPTC.
To show the world that she belongs to me. She wears my ring to show the world she's mine. Eternally with loving care I placed it on her finger. Show my love for all the world to see. This tiny ring is a token of tender emotion, and in this pool of love that's as deep as the ocean, she swears to wear it with eternal devotion. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring. Eternal devotion. sing because she wears my ring. That's why I sing, because she wears my ring.
That was Elvis, of course, and his beautiful version of She Wears My Ring from 1974. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ. And I had a nice surprise this week that came in the mail from our good friend Nino Tempo down Hollywood way. And he just recently unearthed a recording that he and April made around 1980, but it never did get released. And so Nino sent it to us here in the Vinyl Village so we could give it its world radio premiere. And the man of the hour is on the phone right now.
Hi, this is Nino Tempo. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno, my friend. Now tell us more about this newly discovered treasure.
You want me to talk a little about the record you're going to play presently?
Hey, you catch on fast.
That's right. April and I had some success doing old standard songs that I would update in a kind of a modern way. So we started to do this old song called I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now. And I changed the title to I Wonder Who's Kissing You Now, because I thought it was more personal. We performed it one night at the Back Lot Theater in Hollywood. And somebody in the audience heard us do it, Jimmy Haskell. He was a very famous arranger, and he had worked on many of our hit records. And when he heard us do that, he said, I want to sign you. I want you to record that for me. I think it was just the beginning of 1980 that we went into the studio and recorded what your audience is about to hear. Then we got up and we sang to it. Your folks out there in Washington are about to hear it. I arranged all the background voices and stuff like that and the horn parts.
And what all do you play on it?
Baritone saxophone.
And keyboard?
And keyboard, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What would I do without you, Jerry?
You'll never know because you'll never be without me.
Oh, I like that, pal.
Yes, sir.
That's the reason you're on radio. You're quick, smart, intelligent.
Thank you for all of the above.
The guy who started this little company ran out of money and he couldn't afford to promote it and get it played, so it just died on the vine.
Well, now you can mark this date as the day we plucked it off of the vine.
And I'd like you to let me know if you get any comments on it.
I will.
Jerry, my good friend, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You're one of the top radio people in the business. What makes it better, you're a good friend.
Right back at you. Now here we go with Nino Tempo and April Stevens, and I Wonder Who's Kissing You Now. And very appropriate, because it too is another song I have never played before on this radio station.
And I wonder who's kissing you now, babe. And I wonder who's teaching. Tell about me and you. I wonder, wonder who's a kissing you now.
How I wonder
who's a kissing you now.
How I wonder. Kissing you
you do what you do.
Wonder who's kissing you now? Well, you don't need to answer that right away. But I send out a big thank you to Nino Tempo for sending us that great music by him and his sister April Stevens. And so we retreat from 1980 and go back to 1959, when the Platters, featuring Tony Williams, adapted the song Where from a legendary piece of classical music. Platters is just one of three hit songs that I know based on the Sonata Pathétique, written by Beethoven in 1798. And just for the sake of comparison, now we go to Danny Williams from 1964 with the same sonata, but now the lyrics are The Story of a Starry Night.
Love the story of a starry
For the third song, which is another variation of the same music, that would be In Time by Steve Lawrence from 1961. But now we go to 62, and there we meet up with Dante and his friends. And this is the same Dante that previously led Dante and the Evergreens, and we've heard them on our show a few times. But I guess he swapped his Evergreens for some friends. And here they are with Miss America.
Sha-da-la-da-da, ooh, yeah, yeah. Sha-da-la-da-da.
Little girl just in your teens,
you're my Miss America.
Little girl, you're in my dreams,
you're my Miss America.
You're so sweet, you're so fine. Hey, won't you be mine? Everybody knows it.
Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, yeah, yeah. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, yeah, yeah. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey.
Little girl with heart of gold,
you're my Miss America.
Little girl with lips untold,
you're my Miss America.
Blue eyes, blonde hair, just like a movie star. My friends, tell me how lucky you are. Little girl, won't you say
sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, yeah, yeah,
that you'll be my love today.
Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey.
You're so sweet, you're so fine. Hey, won't you be mine? Everybody knows it.
Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, yeah, yeah. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, yeah, yeah. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey.
Hey, you know that I wanna be your guy. Come on, come on.
Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey. Sha-da-la-di-da, ooh, hey, hey.
Hey, you know that I wanna be your guy.
You're My Miss America from Dante and His Friends, who shall remain unidentified. Hey, listen, if anyone should ask you what radio station is that you're listening to, they play some really great stuff. Here's a good response to that question.
91.9 FM.
KPTZ.
Your music station.
Thank you.
I was born to be with you, no doubt about that. And that comes with some nifty percussion, too. From 1960, that's by a group named The Echoes. Or maybe I should have said, that's a group called The Echoes. 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 And I guess it's time now to throw in a little doo-wop tune that I have not played before on this show. And this is by The Collegians. From 1958, it is Zoom, Zoom, Zoom. Time now for one of our most enjoyable features on the show, and that's when we have a special guest sitting right next to us, and we never know what they have on their mind or what they're going to request or how long they're going to stay. But this is one of our buddies, and he is...
Hey, Jerry, this is Port Townsend Nick back with you again, and very grateful to be back in the studio with you and on your show, which I love. And I have a great selection this time to request. It's a song called Leave It by Mike McGear, who is actually Mike McCartney, who is Paul McCartney's younger brother, and went absolutely nowhere, and I don't understand it. I think it's a great song, and I would like to hear it, and I would like others to hear it as well.
Yes, indeed, that is Paul McCartney's brother Mike, recording as Mike McGear, and his song from 1975 is Leave It. And that's a very cool request, Nicky.
Thank you, Jerry, for playing that.
And we'll see you again somewhere down the trail.
Great show. Keep up the good work.
Well, now it seems downright appropriate to end the show with the Beatles, and in particular, how about a solo by Paul McCartney? And this rare version just happens to have some cute comments by the Beatles before and after the song. Listen carefully.
This one's a song which we first heard in the show called The Music Man. It's been recorded by Peggy Legg.
Peggy Lee, you nut.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's called Till It Was You.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all. Till there was you. There were birds in the sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all. Till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and dew. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you. Meadows of dawn and you. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
Bass player Beatle Paul McCartney there singing Till There Was You.
Now let's all take a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.